The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
I am a child of God and nothing more and nothing less today. I'm very grateful to be here tonight. I've been very touched by the testimonies and the sharing so far. I realize the more that I speak of humility, the less I know, so I'm not going to speak of it. But what I do want to speak of is my testimony. I love these meetings. I love you all very much. I love coming and seeing change. I love seeing people that come into the meeting that I facilitate or the meetings that I go to and coming in broken. I love seeing people come in broken. And week after week, continue to come and see these changes that happen in people's lives is truly amazing. It is like unto the miracles in the Bible. It is the miracles of healing men and women. And I'm so grateful that I myself have experienced those miracles, but more so that I get to see them, that I get to see the miracles and these changes in other people's lives, to see people that come in and go from a point where the last thing they could probably contemplate is going through the temple, and then talking to them after they go to the temple, and seeing the light that comes from Jesus Christ in the atonement. I'm grateful for that. I just want to bear my testimony that I know that Jesus Christ lives. I've had experiences. I've felt the hand of the Lord change me and change and seen the changes in other people. I'm blessed and honored to be here with you tonight. And I will say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.